JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the Jamaican Association on Intellectual Disabilities is looking to forge new partnerships to better help the intellectually disabled. And later we bring you facts about autism. These and more as we take you Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases. 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated from Jamaica.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
A total of 70 persons living with intellectual disabilities were able to earn permanent employment in various business sectors last year. This through a partnership with the Jamaican Association on Intellectual Disabilities, JADE, and the Ministry of Labour and Social Security. An additional 70 persons are expected to benefit from training and employment under the program in 2016. In light of the successes of its previous initiatives, the JADE is looking to forge new partnerships while strengthening existing collaborations in order to better serve the intellectually disabled community. Executive Director of the JADE, Christine Rodriguez, says partnerships are needed with government and non-government entities to ensure the sustainability of programs being undertaken by the association.
We are saying to Jamaica that embrace persons with disability, embrace persons with intellectual disability in all areas of life, from babies, from the health system, the education system, from the industrial system, the employment business, and you will be building a stronger, more conscious, more forward-thinking society.
Ms. Rodriguez says the apprenticeship program, which provides skills training and employment for persons with intellectual disabilities, is an example of initiatives needed to better help the intellectually disabled community. The program is slated to end in September, and the JADE is in discussion with the Labour Ministry to extend its provisions. Goal number 3 of Jamaica's National Development Plan is focused on making the country's economy prosperous. One outcome of this goal will be a technology-enabled society. Visit vision2030.gov.jm and learn more.
Landowners, attorneys at law, real estate agents, listen up. The National Land Agency, NLA, has increased fees for certain land transactions. This is the first time fees are being increased in over 20 years as the NLA works to serve you even better. Applications for first registration and the transfer of property for value will be exempt from the increase. To get more information, contact the National Land Agency at 750-5263 or visit nla.gov.jm.
On our community notice board, the Jamaica Youth for Christ will host its annual takeout luncheon on Friday, April 8. Persons may pre-order their lunches by calling 920-5418 or 618-3540. Before we go, Autism Spectrum Disorder, ASD, is a developmental disability that can cause significant social, communication, and behavioral challenges. Here is one fact that will help to create an inclusive environment for persons living with the disease. Children or adults with ASD might not point at objects to show interest, and they may not look at objects when another person points at them. But there is no need to become impatient. Facts about Autism is brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that brings us to the end of today's program. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.